right, we bring on the WWE Hall of Famer and star of Gridlock, a new featured film that is out on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital download. Trish Stratus joins us. Trish, thanks for spending time with us here in Tulsa.
Thanks for having me.
Talk a little bit about the film Gridlock. I know it's basically the storyline starts with a former SWAT leader, David Hendricks, and hard-partying movie star Brody Walker must cut their ride along short when a police training facility is attacked by a team of mercenaries. Where does your character, Gina, come into this story, and what takes place the rest of the way?
Well, I'm part of that elite group of police officers that David Hendricks, he's our leader. So we're sort of a SWAT team that we're kind of just hanging out in our police facility, and this celebrity kid comes in, and we're just like, psh, whatever to him, you know, and being sort of, our team, like our, you know, showing him how he's not part of our team, basically. And then we get attacked by a team of mercenaries, as you mentioned, and basically right off the bat, like in the beginning of the movie, basically action ensues at that point. And there's just a lot of, it's like sort of like your throwback to your old school Lethal Weapon and Die Hard kind of feel, where it's just like your shoot 'em up action. Tons of fight scenes. I'm proud to say that my fight scenes, I've been told they're one of the most brutal in the movie, which I'm pretty proud about. That's in a good way. it's a really good movie. It's honestly a lot of fun. And if you enjoy that kind of action flick, you'll get everything from it. It's got some great comedic elements from the two leads, Dominic Purcell and Cody Hackman, which they just bring a great comedic dynamic by, you know, just the nature of their characters, what they're both representing. It's really a great, funny movie, but tons of solid action. And I just heard another interview recently. I just heard that we had the highest bullet count in any Canadian movie ever. So that's kind of cool.
No doubt about it. Dominic Purcell, like you mentioned, a lot of people will probably remember him from Prison Break on Fox. He's currently on CW's Legends of Tomorrow. Stephen Lang, a guy that was in Avatar. And, of course, Danny Glover, best known from, like the aforementioned, Lethal Weapon. What was it like to be on a cast with folks like that?
Oh, just very humbling and so honored to do that. I mean, especially for my second feature film, you know, when I got the new, you know, the director described the movie to me, he said, it's sort of like a Lethal Weapon-esque kind of movie. And when he did that, next thing you know, I'm starring in it with Danny Glover. I was like, this is surreal. So pretty crazy. And you know, it's kind of like in the wrestling world where I was working with the boss, Vince McMahon, and, you know, everyone kind of says, well, how did you get good, you know, so quickly in this world? And, you know, you have to bring your A-game when you're working with this caliber of talent, you know, and so I did. And it was a little intimidating, I have to admit, in the beginning, but I went in very prepared. I worked with an acting coach and, you know, very prepared with my material. And obviously, we had done some pre-training and, you know, knowing that I would kill that part. I got the action part down. But it was great working with them and watching them work. And I was very lucky because Dominic Purcell actually kind of took me under his wing and, mentored me, really just like, you know, when he first met me, he gave me the, you know, sort of, so she's this wrestling chick that wants to be an actress. Okay. But then I think he saw that I proved myself and I was dedicated to making the best product I could. And he just really helped me out. And I'll, you know, always be thankful that he gave me the tips that he did.
Like you mentioned, this is your second film. Your first film was Bounty Hunters back in 2011. Do you feel your time in WWE kind of made your transition to the world of film slightly easier?
Oh, absolutely. Like from another, you know, from a couple of different ways, like people knew who I was. I had the name brand thanks to, you know, all the work in the WWE. That helped for sure. But also just having been prepared. Like, I mean, I've been wrestling since 2000 and we really just, you learn production. You learn how to produce moments. You learn how to, the lighting, you learn your timing. I mean, being out there in a live crowd, the improv work that I've done over the years has helped me as a performer as well. And so that definitely all translates. And of course, the biggest thing that translates is your fighting. I've been fighting for, 16 years. And so being able to have that translate, it's definitely a different medium when you do film work. Fighting in film is different, of course. But it definitely translates. And, working with that, for me, that was the funnest part, was meeting with my fight coordinator and having him just go like, so you're a wrestler? well, can you show me what you got? So I showed him what I got, and I worked with one of his guys, and he was like, wow, you guys are athletic, huh? And I was like, yeah, we are. And so it was kind of fun to, like, he meshed in a bit of the Trish Stratus style into my Gina character, which was kind of neat and a good little wink-wink to the audience. So those who recognize it will see those moments.
I was reading an interview, getting ready for this interview that you had, and I thought it was interesting that because – everybody, look, if people pay attention to the WWE currently, there's this whole new era and kind of the revolution of women's wrestling. But you made a good point that you feel like you started that revolution. Is it interesting to you how women in wrestling has kind of changed through WWE in the last 10 years or so? Because they went to the diva thing for a little while, and now they're back to kind of a women's championship. Do you find it interesting how that changed?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great, interesting in a good way. And it's funny, I have to say, it's not just me that started it. I might have said that like in a cute moment, but
yeah.
The women of my time, we started it. That's what I want to say. I mean, look, I'm not literally, it's not like, oh, hey, we did that. But I mean, we were struggling with the same thing that I think the females were struggling with during this time, which was, you know, no audience engagement. You know, people were not that interested in the women. And then, of course, there was no engagement from the WWE writers and the production team and stuff like that. It wasn't part of their plan. And the women were kind of a sideshow and kind of just put in whenever they were put in. And it took us a long time to get to the point where, you know, we got the engagement of the audience. We had to work on defining our characters and pumping out really a good quality product. I mean, we had to put forth really great matches week after week. And it was literally week after week after week until they finally went, oh, hey, this is good, like until they sat up and noticed, and then fans were like, this is actually okay. The girls can deliver in the ring too. And we just got to a good point where then fans were digging it. We had the most, you know, rise in female viewership. And it was just a good time for women. So we brought it to like a really high level. And especially when I retired, we were just getting high profile matches on pay-per-views. We were getting packages. We were getting storylines. Like, so a lot of focus on women. I like to say it like, just like the men. I want to make like, it wasn't just the woman's part of the show was prominent. It was, we were just a part of the show, like each of the guys get their segment of the show, which was a good place to be, right? So we worked really hard to get there. And then, yeah, then you mentioned the Divas time. It just took a different direction. It was sort of like the focus wasn't there anymore. I don't know what happened exactly, and it's a shame because the girls at that point were so talented and they didn't get that chance to really do the stuff that we got to do, like have these long storylines. I mean, Mickey James and I had a 5-6 month storyline, you know, so yeah, they didn't really have that chance. And then you started seeing it recently, you know, the NXT girls came out, and what started it really, it was like, it's sort of a tiered effect. The first thing we saw was suddenly a higher quality product from the women. These girls were working at NXT. They worked at the Performance Center, so they trained down there together. They've had matches in front of audiences. They've been trained. They've been seasoned, and it really shows. And so what happened is they came in. Fans were like, oh, my God, this is good action. And then because it was such good action, it was like, look, they deserve the support, A, from the audience, and B, from the production. So then, obviously, the company took notice with the whole Divas Resolution thing. And happy to say we're at a point where, yeah, it's a good time for women right now in WWE.
And they seem to truly be having a platform. And it extends not only just in Raw and SmackDown and NXT, but also you look at the Divas reality show that they have on E! I think that's another platform that is available because it just seems not to – I mean, I know in the 90s and even in the 2000s at times, it was almost like there was the only platform available may have been, dare I say, Playboy or something like that. I mean, it's altered,
yeah.
I think, in a great way to where there's a new platform available for these ladies.
Well, that's a good point. You know, I actually never really thought of that. But the comparison where that awful – Playboy opportunity that was offered to me a zillion times. I was like, no, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was. It was like, how do we get, they, you know, in an effort, I guess, to give them more exposure, mainstream exposure. But, all, you know, it's interesting because what was missing in the middle is, you bring up a good point, because when we had that peak time, we had the Divas magazines, we had those annual shoots we were doing, we had the, you know, videos, and so we had all that stuff that kind of supported us outside the ring, which gave the audience a chance to get to know them and really, you know, connect with them and resonate with some of the characters. And so when they saw them in the ring, it meant a little bit more. And during the Diva time, all that went away, I guess, just publishing, you know, whatever's happening in the publishing world. There were no more magazines. There were no more, like, Confidential, things like that really helped you know, people get to know me. And then you're right, with the Divas show, it got to, like, know these women and realize what they do in the ring is just as rigorous as the men, so getting to respect them and what they do a lot more. I think, you know, the Bellas have done a really great thing with just how they represented the women of WWE, you know. Then that's what it started with. If they didn't have that show, unfortunately, you'd see some of these matches where they didn't get the time, they didn't get the storyline, so how would you ever get to know them? And eventually now you know them because of that show and how, you know, what great ambassadors they ended up being. So, yeah, that's a great point.
WWE Hall of Famer Trish Stratus joining us. I know we're running out of time. You're in Gridlocked, and it's available on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital download. Where else can people catch up with you as well?
Well, TrishStratus.com is my website, and I have a great team that runs it, and they really, I mean, literally everything I do is on there, short of my maybe massage appointment. but if fans want to know that, we'll put it up there. Just kidding. So we really do a good job. Like, since I retired, you know, I'm proud to say I retired in 2006, and fans are still, you know, in the loop and still really strong following because of that. So it's kind of cool. And we have Gridlocked available there too, which was neat. We got to work that distribution deal with them, that we got to have my shop have that available so I can sign them. I signed a couple hundred copies on Monday before we shipped them out yesterday, so that was fun. so there, and then of course social media is TrishStratus.com.
All right, Trish, I appreciate the time here in Tulsa, and continued success into the future for you.